want to tell any pieces about the old railway and the old train, John?
The Old Swallow Railway, there was a train that ran from Buttonport to Derry, and it didn't go through any town. It's a funny thing about it, that it didn't go through any town, but I used to hear my mother talking about walking to Vauxhall, which was almost another Kenny, about 10 miles, be 5 mile maybe from Vauxhall to Letterkenny, but she used to walk to get the train there onto Letterkenny. And there was another station, there was a Churchill station down from the Churchill village, she used to walk down there as well. But she always talked about that many different people on the, talked about all the music they would have on the train and all, a lot of good old people used to travel on it as well, and she used to talk about them playing accordions and fiddles and singing, and she used to reckon the crack used to be great in the train altogether.
Would have been, yeah.
Oh, aye. But it's amazing, you know, it wasn't much good to us up here because we were that wee bit farther from it, but that and all, they thought it was very good to get into the Kenny on the train, you know, part of the journey anyway, you know.
Yeah, you would have been cut away, you know.
We were cut away pretty bad, you know.
Yeah.
Here, you know, if I was to go to Glasgow tomorrow morning, they would ring a taxi, there were no buses to go by. If I was living in Gidor, better off probably, you know, ring to Fulcara and even along the Brenner Road, round Glenswilly, Andy Doherty goes down from there, you know. Andy Doherty from Dunlow, he travels down there, McGain's even travels. I would get a bus to Glasgow quicker there, you know. It's amazing.
I know. All right, Sean. Good to meet him, Mike. Good to meet him, Mike. Good to meet him, Mike.
Very good, then.